Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you missed the announcement yesterday, you can join the Junks and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party. It's Saturday, July 14th at Whitlow's on Wilson. The festivities start at 4 p.m. Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times with good friends. Get all the details at thefandc.com/summer. We threw the shindig there last year, doing it again at Whitlow's, and looking forward to seeing all of you donks out there.
All right, I got another invite list for you. We already did NBC4.
Yes. Right. Moving on to a different network.
There are seven girls we're going to invite from Channel 4.
It looks like a Costco list.
It does.
Because.
I mean, it's just so many names.
By the way, speaking of Costco.
We're going to get 10% of them, but I don't care. We're still going to invite them all.
I was happy to spend the money, but Costco is now selling legit Stanley Cup Championship t-shirts for like $16.
Oh yeah!
When you're buying them like for 30,
I like
Dick's.
That. Where did I get that jacket?
The price is going down.
I know, but I had to get my greedy little hands on them early.
No, I got no issue with that.
Where did your wife get that?
From Fanatics.com.
What was it, about 60, 70 bucks, 80 bucks?
I don't know the price. I think it might be north of 100.
Ooh! All right, I'm out. Channel 5. Here you go. Fox 5 invite tease.
Okay.
Sarah Simmons, she's on my list. Smooches, come on, smooches.
I got to find it.
I just get size for Sarah Simmons.
Smooches, Lurch.
There it is.
Aaron Como has to get an invite.
She's always there.
She always comes. The producer.
We got to get an invite to our girl, Annie Yu.
Annie usually comes if she's available.
All right. Corey Coffin, very cute, Corey Coffin.
I don't know her.
I know you don't. You're just out of the loop. Autria Godfrey, party girl, and will get an invite. And she is a smoke show.
And I think you just say that. I mean, I don't want to bring up old things, but I think, did she get like thrown out of a party or something for being a little hammered?
Yeah,
I think she was a little hammered at a party.
She got escorted out of a bar.
She had too much evening.
That's the type of girl I want at the sundress party. And Eileen Whalen. Eileen Whalen will get an invite. A very pretty girl. So there you go. Right. Five. You got one, two, three. You got six girls from five, and I'll give you Channel 7 the next break.
That's and if Tucker hilarious. Barnes shows up, I'll be able to apologize to him face-to-face.
I'll make sure to address his email to Topper Shutt.
Yeah. Right. Please do.
You should invite Topper and Tucker.
Should do both.
Just make it awkward for everybody.
Just call each one the wrong name.
So
that
great.
Could be my move.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're having to contain Cakes' degen.
I love it.
During the break, he told us he's thinking, and I know Cakes, when he says it, I know when he means it. He's thinking about putting $1,000 on the parlay with who?
$1,000?
Thinking,
yeah.
Well,
yes.
Let's rewind.
Let's rewind.
I went into Valdez earlier and I said, what is the payoff if I bet this amount?
$5,000?
Right.
$5,000.
He initially thought $5,000.
On
Uruguay.
Saudi Arabia getting the boots put to them. By Uruguay.
Right.
All right. Because Uruguay's, are they one of the favorites?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And they're 7-1 favorite in this particular
and
matchup.
Saudi got boat raced by a very mediocre Russian squad. I believe it was 5-0 was your result.
Correct.
Right.
So why wouldn't something similar or maybe even something worse happen
they
to them
will.
When they
will.
Face a superior team in Uruguay?
They will.
Desperate for Uruguay.
And Luis Suarez tries to bite everybody on the team.
But Uruguay will win, but it's just a matter of risking that for as little as you
get. It's a risk.
Well, it's only
clearly
one half of the
a
bet.
Risk.
Tell him what before that, he was going to do the Uruguay. What would 5,000 pay you if it
would
hit?
Pay like 1,100? Something like that? Eight something.
Yeah, $827.
$827.
Because they're 7-1.
So then I heard, I was like, $5,000 is a lot. What about $1,000?
So then I'm the one who came in. I said, this is
$1,000 is just like pay like $100 then. Or
yeah, but now the parlay is in play where
$1,000 on a parlay.
$1,000 bet on Uruguay, Saudi Arabia, and the second leg of it was
Spain beating Iran. Yes.
I mean, the only reason Iran got a win is because Morocco is stupid and scored an own goal. So Iran gets a W.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Spain will beat Iran.
Yeah, but is Spain, are they a juggernaut that's going to score 4 or 5 goals against a poop team?
All I need is one.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to need one.
I know, but you want to have that cushion knowing that they're going to score a bunch.
I love to have the cushion.
Ooh, penalty kick for Colombia. Is that
that's
Colombia?
Japan.
Oh, I'm sorry,
right?
That's Japan.
Does he look Colombian?
He looked a little Colombian to me.
Look at that.
Oh, ooh. You just won your bet. Didn't you take Japan?
I told Japan plus over a half goal.
Winner.
No, I got it. Now I need Egypt because I parlayed it.
Oh, it's the parlay. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I'm rooting for you. I hope you hit it.
Are you right. Size 5 minutes in? You locked up that bet?
You told me I bet on losers. I'm winning the World Cup pool.
You did bet on a loser. They're going to lose.
Hey, it's a winner right now. Half of it's a winner.
Soccer bish.
By the way, $5,000, Uruguay, Spain will pay you $1,800.
Okay.
It is tempting.
Can we do this? Can we call Amy and get her permission and put 5 G's?
My wife has a real job.
It's the end of the year. Nobody's doing anything
today. For whatever reason, she's still in school.
There's not a single kid in Prince George's County learning anything today.
I agree with you.
All right, so can we just call her? Can we call her and get permission?
I mean,
it could be a winner.
Tell her that you're going to give her. You're going to make her
win.
Tell her you're going to make her $1,800 richer.
Win. Yeah. Tell her you'll give her half.
She will not be sized.
Right. I know. But that's the only thing.
She loves me, but she doesn't love the out
gambling
of control
streak.
Gambling.
Let's ask her how much she's comfortable with you betting. It's a sure thing.
Oh well, her number would be. It would rhyme with hero.
Right.
what she's actually comfortable with.
Let me ask you this: what's your balance?
And by the way, I don't need. If I want to place a wager. I don't need permission.
No,
I can do it. Now, I might have to go home and tell my wife, look, I lost $5,000 because Saudi Arabia, so they channeled something and were able to get a draw.
Fine. You'll get a ratings bonus. Make it up.
That's the way that I'm looking. I'm like, we're getting a ratings bonus.
What is your balance over at MGM? Because you've been playing
my
poker.
Balance?
Yeah.
He's got it all in his backpack. He carries it around and chips.
You definitely are up at least $1,000.
Definitely. I'm now losing quads to a straight flush didn't help matters.
I know.
But I'm still up at least recently.
North of $1,000.
Yeah, it's probably somewhere in that neighborhood.
Look, it's all gravy.
Bet it all.
It's house money.
Bet it all.
There's no quicker way to lose than to bet it
no.
all.
See, $5,000 will be too stressful.
Sure,
$5,000 will be too stressful for you. You got
to
bet $1,000 to win.
Well,
three.
$1,000 is—that's chump change. Make it 2.
Oh, it is. It's
chump change.
Easy for you to say. Again,
hey,
now,
we're betting
you know
Ted's
what you're
money
doing
again.
Now? Yeah, you're turning into me, spending the learner's money and spending Leon's money.
Do two.
2 G's and make
look,
it.
Look, I'm in the. A little bit more in what size. You would call the consideration phase of making a wager. I'm considering.
I can just tell
it.
You,
I'm not all in at this point.
The way to sure ruin is to keep betting at all. That is,
I agree.
Is undefeated.
That's what I
you
did.
You will always lose.
I was
when you
doing
bet it
that.
All.
I did
it's
my math.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable.
But what does bet at all mean? He's not betting.
Whatever's in your friggin' account or whatever your all is.
His all is number is $1,000.
Right. I was doing the betting.
And that's money he took from the fish at MGM.
Right. Well, he'll eventually lose it if he keeps doing that. He'll hit it once or twice.
Yeah,
but
I think
eventually
he's
he'll lose
one.
It.
Look, we all know that I did the bet the massive favorite bit, and it ran into a brick wall in the college hoop season.
Okay,
I bet on a massive favorite. I didn't know that like their top three players were all bad.
Right,
I rolled it all on them. I can't remember. It was like, I think it was Oakland
versus
whoever.
Well, you kept doing it night after night. Right. You kept doing it night after night. Of course you ran into
a
brick wall.
And I kept winning until big loser.
Until you didn't.
Right.
Okay, but you won, the first 4 or 5 of those heavy
maybe,
favorite
maybe
bets.
Maybe more.
Dude, I did the same thing with the Redskins. I kept betting on the opponent and all the big fat ones and eventually busted.
Hey, you only
busted the account.
You only live once. Just do it.
It's not like underdogs win in college basketball all the time.
Yeah, I'm in the consideration phase of the wager.
I say just put a G because that's
just
literally
the G.
Nothing to you.
I vote 5, but I know you're not going to do 5. So
probably
you should
not.
Do 2. Do 2.
2 is the common
well,
ground.
Because it'll be sized.
Hey, why don't you just throw Brazil on that for the following day? They're massive favorites as well against Costa Rica.
Okay.
And if you bet $5,000, you'll win 3.
No, you can't win 3 games. It's too hard to win 3 games.
They're all massive favorites.
A 3
too hard.
Game,
you just need one tie. One tie to bone you.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Do it big. Yeah. You're saying go big.
You're going to be butt-sized peeling off $3,000 to you.
Don't make an AWOD bet.
Or I walk in with my tail between my legs, and I hand you this amount of money.
$5,000?
And I'm beyond, salty.
You'll be distraught, yeah.
And you know what? The only person I have to blame? Me. Not anybody else in here. Me.
All right, but you could hit
for
it.
For being stupid.
Yeah, but can you imagine that sweat? tomorrow.
It'd be great.
It'd be mega.
It'd be a silly feeling. It's probably close to heroin.
Whatever you do, you got to
so much dopamine flooding my brain.
Whatever you do, you got to let us all know.
I will let everybody in on it. Whatever happens.
All of DC will know.
Well, you know we're going to bully him into doing something.
Until like noon or something. Whenever you decide, we all.
I'll probably just wimp out. It'll probably just fizzle. Nothing out.
No.
He does tend to do that. He talks a big game and then when push comes to shove, he doesn't do it.
I kind of had World Cup fever.
He's got a little bit of an itch.
World Cup gambling fever.
Hey, Caps just won the cup. He's riding high.
Hey, this texter has silly inside info. He said that. And I don't know if this is true, but he said the Saudis were fasting last week.
Right.
And so they were playing without food or water, and now they're back.
How about they're
back eating.
I think I saw
and so they might be more energized.
Didn't their team plane catch on fire? Like within the past like 24 hours?
They're free rolling.
You know what? There's bad juju around that team. Plus they suck.
Okay, they're
not very good at soccer.
They're not beating Uruguay.
Adam, you're dying to chime in.
Cakes 100% needs to do this. It's the lock of the century. Uruguay, Luis Suarez is going to score at least two goals on Saudi Arabia. And then Spain against Iran. Iran got butt lucky to win the first game, I believe, with an own goal.
I believe it was an own goal.
Yeah, and Spain ties Portugal. They're going to come out swinging. They need to win this game. Lock that both teams win, probably by two goals at least.
You're kind of selling me.
Bet it and bet the over on both games, too.
Well, he's not going to do that.
Maybe for
kinda
a small
selling
amount.
Me.
I'm telling you, that parlay will hit.
I'm psyched to have a sweat through your money.
I'm going to be so regretful if it hits and I don't play it. I'm going to be
regretful. Well, now you're in. It's just how much are you in for?
I don't want to live a life of regret.
Hey. If you do it, I'll do it with you.
You will? Yeah. You'll be my partner in crime?
No, I'm not going to do
five grand?
I'm not doing
five
grand.
I'll bet 50 bucks.
No, I'll do.
How about we chop it?
Chop the 500. I'll chop 1,000.
Let's chop 1,000. That might be the move.
I'll do that.
Maybe that's the move. Might be my gambling buddy.
Now, 500 is only going to pay me about a $1.60?
Yeah, but you know what? When you gave me $1.30 for my Tiger bet,
it felt
silly.
It feels good. Yeah.
You know what? And that minimizes my exposure. I might be sized.
We'll talk about it.
All right, let's go.
Let's see how I do today.
Let's go to Lee in Baltimore. Hey, Lee, what's up, man?
I am team trots all the way.
All right.
Uh-huh. I don't understand. You've got the most successful coach in Capital history. He delivers, and you can't give him a decent pay raise. And I'll tell you something else. I don't know if the front office had any difference in opinion about the way Trotz coached, but what Trotz did worked. He delivered. And I'll go back and say what Craig Lachlan said during the last series. He said, Brian Trotz has made Alex Ovechkin a better player. Take care, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You mean Barry Trotz.
I don't know who Brian Trotz is. But
Thank you, Lee. We appreciate
your call from Baltimore.
The guys who think his name is Brian want to give him a huge contract.
Yes.
Let's go to Tom.
You want to hook him.
In Haymarket. Tom, what's up?
I've enjoyed the last 20 minutes of the Stu Finer handicapping show here this morning. You've made soccer single-handedly, well, the three or four of you, that much more interesting in the United States.
Thank you.
And Jason, isn't it great to hit an over like early in the match? Isn't that just
it's like when you
have over 42 on Sunday Night Football and it's 21-20 at halftime. You just go to bed.
I don't care about the result anymore.
It's great.
Anyway, I would be team Trotz as well, but my thought behind this whole thing is kind of like this: this has been over for months, and that this is going to happen, and the front office doesn't want to write him a big check, regardless. And you know, we all want in our jobs, we all want respect financially, and we all want appreciation. And it was far beyond the point of repair, and all of a sudden, oops, they won the Stanley Cup. And now the front office is like, well, we're far past this already. We were breaking up regardless of what was going to happen. There was no condition of, well, we'll write them a check if they win the cup. They, oops, won the Stanley Cup. And now the front office, I think, looks terrible for letting him go. I've not seen very many comments from players. And normally that's the measuring stick. Are players coming to his defense?
I don't know. I haven't seen that yet.
We haven't heard it yet.
I haven't seen that yet. But the players are resilient. They're used to this. They're used to change, especially in hockey. You know, in a few weeks, like, everybody will get over it, and you'll get adjusted, and especially if it's a guy they bring in-house that they all know. The guys always want in-house guys. So at the end of the day, privately at least, I'm going to bet that they're okay with it.
But it's like when the Nats got rid of Matt Williams. You know, the superstars on the Nats didn't, if I remember correctly, didn't particularly come to his defense, so we kind of knew that, you know, you want the players on board, especially your superstars, on board with these decisions normally. And I tend to think some of the Capitals superstars were like, look, man, you deserve more money. You go get it. You go get yours.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Thank you, Tom. But I think you're right. I think this was decided well before. And you're right. They, oops, won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
And it just makes it look awkward. But this was basically decided long before. And we said it at the time. We just got kind of caught up in the emotion of winning the Cup and thought that that would cure all ills. But it didn't.
We'll talk more Barry Trotz with Isabel Kershudian. She joins us at 8:40 here on 106.7 The Fan. So don't sleep. Isabel Kershudian coming up at 8:40 to talk more Caps and Barry Trotz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All you soccer nerds out there, don't forget Bruce Arena joining us at 9:40. Former U.S. men's national soccer team coach. Sure, we'll dive into the World Cup with him. He also has a book out as well, so we'll pimp that for Bruce Arena.
Vic, I had to correct myself. A couple of the girls I had in the Fox 5 list are actually Channel 7 girls, so I wanted to correct myself.
Okay, good.
So, Autria Godfrey and Eileen Whalen are ABC 7 news girls. All right, so now I'm going to give you Channel 7's list.
All right. And these are the ladies getting the invite for the summer dress party. Yeah.
The very
July
14th invite.
At Whitlow's on Wilson,
so
at 4 p.m.
Autria Godfrey, Eileen Whalen. We're going to invite both Michelle Marsh and Adriana Hopkins, who look like twins, by the way.
Okay.
They are beautiful. So we're going to get those two on the list. Lindsay Mastis is going to come, hopefully, and, of course, Aaron Hawksworth. So we got six girls from Channel 7 that will be on the invite list. So like 6, 10. So we've got about 17 girls so far.
These networks are begging for you to get a Nielsen box at your house.
I know.
Because you're consuming a lot of local news.
Maybe we're just trying to hype it up.
I agree.
I like it.
I think you should be.
A little grassroots market.
I like that you're the ringleader.
By the way, Columbia apparently is playing with 10 guys, correct? Did they get a red card?
Yes. They're down a man.
So they're down a man for the rest of the game. Japan up one zippy.
Man, that's kind of putting
and
in
Valdez
a tough spot.
Is bitter because he's got Colombia in the World Cup pool. Or maybe he doesn't
this
care.
Is why, this is why you don't put $5,000 on a sure thing.
Right, because you get a red card and you're done.
You get a red card and a penalty kick and you're boned.
Well, even the massive favorite should be able to overcome something like that if it were to happen. If disaster strikes early.
I would think.
You would think.
I would think they should be able to score with about 8 players. But we'll see. They're now up against it a little bit. Yeah. This is actually going to be interesting.
Yeah, but this is more of a toss-up game than those other games he's talking about.
I guess.
I mean,
I just don't give Japan any problems.
It's not like Colombia was a 7-1 favorite to win this game.
Still, it's Colombia and
Japan. My three-game parlay is looking juicy right now.
Oh, it's looking very tasty.
Because
I had a draw in this game. Nobody else did. Everyone thought Colombia was going to smoke them.
Mm. So in your parlay, you put a draw?
Yeah.
You're a weirdo.
Well, you know that's not going to hit.
He likes to go for the big
draw. Is very, he got a great shot. You got a great shot at a draw.
Feeling good.
Yeah. But I mean, you're truly trying to hit one outers, aren't you?
That's what I live
for. He loves long shots.
You live for long
shots. I mean,
shots.
You think what I you, like micro sweats? Yeah. That guy is the king of the ultra micro
what you, like,
sweat behind that glass.
1 in 100 on your long shots?
That's about where I like to make all my bets. 1 in 100, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, what is your lifetime win percentage?
1.
Right.
Exactly.
Won the donk from England, won the Masters for years.
Willett.
Oh, Danny Willett.
Yeah.
Forgot that you did that.
Of all your long shots. You should bet the ponies. We should go.
I did.
Huh?
I bought one.
That's
no,
right.
But you
he
should
went
go.
All in.
No, that's stupid. You should go and like bet exactus. Like me, you, and Valdez will go.
My exact is actually, I just bet what Valdez tells me to.
Well, that's stupid. Don't do that. Just pick your own horses. That's the fun of it.
No, because we got a pipeline to Uncle Kenny, and he's silly.
Uncle Kenny.
Uncle Kenny is silly.
He is kind of silly.
Uncle Kenny likes long shots, too.
Yeah, I like the long shots. I like to box him with long shots.
Run the World Cup bets by Uncle Kenny. See what he thinks.
And how come we're not doing the wacky DJ bit where we're all in a we're all in the little thing, the buggy with the horses that Pete does? How come we're not doing all that? You know, at Rose Croft.
We're not doing the dream.
How come we're not doing that? We're not racing each other.
I think it's butt dangerous.
YouTube video. You guys have done that.
Do you
have
any experience running the trotters? I don't.
No, but I know DJs have done that kind of bit before. I'd strap in for that. I'd feel okay.
Yeah, you know what? I would strap
not
in
on a real horse, but like you, on the back of a
How about you
buggy.
And the producers?
I would do that.
I know you would.
Now, I might strap in if somebody who knows what they're doing is right there beside me. Like I would sit in with Dale Jr. zipping me around Talladega.
Oh,
if he's
I wouldn't even want to do
if
that.
If he's driving, I but I'm not do doing it myself.
You know how fast those horses run? You'd be butt scared.
I've been there. Just to bet on them. They don't look like they're going that fast. But maybe you're right. Maybe I would be butt scared. I know I'd be butt scared to be in the car, but you know, I've been invited, I guess, because I've gotten several of these Beamers to go to their little track or whatever. I know Squirrel did this one.
Like their performance center.
Yeah, and go race around. Right. And I'm like, nah, not interested. Don't want to do that.
Yeah, but you'd be in there with...
No, they let you drive yourself.
You do it yourself?
Yeah. First of all, I'd wreck the car.
You'd be texting.
Why?
You'd be so distracted.
Pete, how come we haven't done that wacky radio bit where we get on the buggy thingy and we do it? I'd love to do that.
Well, you got to just want to come out and do it. We do it all the time. We have these things called I Want to Be a Driver events where the general public rides along with a driver in a jog cart and they go around for 5/8 of a mile. I call the race just like it's a regular race.
Right. I want to go after these guys. Can I get a whip?
Yeah, but that's
a whip. You'd have a whip and a chance to steer the horse coming home.
Nice.
How fast do the horses go?
Top speed during a race, they're usually going around 29, 30 miles an hour.
That's moving.
That's not slow.
That's moving.
Now, in a jog cart, you're probably going a little bit slower than that. The jog cart, which they would put you in, you'd probably be going somewhere between low to mid-20s.
Yeah, they'll put Bickle in it, you mean.
But they'd put a helmet on you, and you'd still... You know,
I'd be fine. Come on, boy. I would be fine.
Could you do like my boy Vic Kirby? Could you go, ha, get up there.
Oh, I remember that.
The horse would so not listen to me. Anyway. I would
love to do that. I don't know why we don't have a junkies night and we just all bet it all.
I will say this. One of the greatest nights we've ever had at Rosecroft, the grease man came out there. He came up to the grease man. Listen to this. He comes up to the booth.
Have you been there that long, Pete?
Oh, yeah. He comes up to the booth. He's calling the race just based off me going right down the list in order of where the horses are. And once we get through the whole field, I would just circle my hand to cycle back. And it was flawless. It was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever seen.
Nino Griezmannelli.
And we had a huge crowd. Yeah. So I don't doubt we wouldn't have a huge crowd. We have to do it sometime, and we reopen in September. So,
do they advertise at all, or is that budget pretty much shot?
They've advertised here on the station.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Do they currently?
We got to get them in a cycle.
We're
closed for live racing right now, but I'm sure to come back in September.
When do you guys open up? September?
Yeah,
summer, it goes where? To New York and everything else?
Yeah, Ocean City.
Ocean Downs, where you can bet on sports now, too.
Not yet.
Is that the Delaware?
Not yet, Reggie.
That's in Berlin. They have,
that's Harrington.
Look at the disappointment on my face.
Yeah. They haven't hooked that yet.
They have like the video blackjack.
Maryland
hasn't
approved
it. It's so fun to bet like exact the boxes.
Well, I mean, I would need Uncle Kenny or Valdez to help.
There was a horse the other night. The beauty about Ocean Downs is, because I announced there for years, is it's tourists, okay? So the other night, you got Hickory Aloha at 17-1. I would have run up there with my entire bank account to bet Hickory Aloha at 17-1. And guess what? He won and paid $35 to win. $35 to win on a $2 win bet.
That's nice.
That's pretty good.
There's just something about just rooting on your, whatever the dumb number is. Come on, six. You get so psyched.
Look, the best part about that is, and Valdez knows from being there a lot to bet, you got people that stand in front of all those TVs up there. Mm-hmm. They bet their they have no idea what the hell their horse's name is. They just go up to the window betting outrageous combinations.
Based on the odds.
6-4-9, right. 7-3. I mean, they just bet outrageous combinations hoping they hit something.
That's what I do.
And
I
they
bet
scream
the
at
odds.
Come
I, just,
to six,
I get come a favorite, six, a moderate favorite, and a long shot. And I like to box them. And,
they sit there yelling, come with the six. And if you're watching the TV, you look at the six is like seventh. He's not even close.
I'm going to spend so much time at the track when I'm older.
It's so much fun.
You guys could go out to Charlestown on
Pedro will still be working there.
Pedro will still be grinding, which I love.
Charlestown on Saturday night was packed. Packed out there.
There's a bunch of D-gens out there.
It is
a bunch of cakes.
You talk about a great place to people watch too.
Did you spend the night there, or did you come back?
I had the option, but I chose to come back.
Apparently, that Hollywood Casino is thinking about getting that sports book up and running August 1st.
Well, yes.
That would be smart.
Is that what they're telling you?
Yes. Yeah, that's rumor. Rumor has it that that's what
I'll be spending a lot more time there.
Yeah, you'll be crossing state
lines. Well,
it's
not far
lines.
From your house, quite
it's
frankly.
30 minutes, 35 minutes.
Not even that far, I don't think.
Yeah, believe me, I went there all the time to play blackjack before MGM opened.
It was wall-to-wall people. It's a fun place to people watch. There was a lady out there. She had hair all poofed up in the air. The front part of it was bleach blonde. The back half of it was as brown as could be. Never seen anything like it. And she would just prance back and forth, like, look at me, look at me, look at me, all night long. And people down there, they were looking at her, looking at her.
My gambling Jones is starting to get out of control.
Good, I love it.
I might have to go to MGM National Harbor like 5 minutes ago.
I'm surprised you don't have your poker bag this last couple weeks. You haven't had it in the last
don't
couple
have
weeks.
It.
You took
been
a
doing
beating,
a lot of stuff.
And then you just...
Well, losing the...
Is that the last time you were there?
Yeah. Losing with quads
needed
to keep you away
some
for
time
a little
off.
While. I have to regroup. Probably go next week. Probably pop in next week.
All right, so Bickle and AWOD are going to do the horse and buggy race.
Why wouldn't you do that? It's so much fun.
Nah, I'm not interested. It would
really
require me to drive to Rosecroft.
Well, number one, you're not
betting is so much fun.
You're with a driver. It's not just you.
I would like to do it where it's just me.
Well, I don't think they would let you.
They can't let you do that.
Liability issue. There's no chance they let you do that.
I would like to do
that. We could get you, we get you a chariot for hire.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
How about that?
Nice one, Pedro.
We love those good people over there.
Get you a chariot for hire to get you back and forth. Plenty of beer at the bar. I'm sure my girl Lisa Watts would hook you up with as much beer as you want to consume after driving in your event.
Yeah, that's right.
See?
Pete, gotta stay over.
You want to weigh in on the Barry Trotz capital situation?
Look. They were running the guy out of town if they did not win the Stanley Cup based on their underachieving the previous 2 years in the playoffs as President's Trophy team. So you can't have it both ways. We've got people out there that want it both ways. They want to kill the Capitals for not anteing up to $5 million where Trotz and his representation wanted it, yet these are the same people that were ready to run him out of town if they did not win the Stanley Cup this time around. So you can't have it both ways. I understand where both sides are. If you're Trotz, you got to strike while the iron's hot. But look at strategically through the years who the Capitals and the Wizards have hired as coaches. Until the Wizards anteed up for somebody like Scott Brooks,
they didn't pay anybody.
Randy Whitman. Come on. Why can you get Randy Whitman? Because, he's readily available.
Right.
He'll take whatever you compensate him.
Right.
You know, same thing with, George McPhee notoriously hired some inexperienced guys as head coaches because he knew he didn't have to pay them a lot of money.
Right.
So, is that internally something going on over there, or is that just a way that, look, this is the way they're going to be frugally about how they do their business?
But Ted veered from that blueprint to give Scott Brooks a good chunk of money. Now, I guess he's willing to do
Had
it with
to.
The Wizards, not willing to do it with the Caps.
Well, and they've got to spend some money on some of these guys here in the offseason, too. I mean, if we saw the Montreal rumor, if somehow you unloaded Nicholas Backstrom, maybe that gives you a little more cap room to maybe go out to bring back John Carlson. You never know.
Could be.
I think just that the bottom line is they weren't blown away with Barry. They liked him, class guy, didn't have any real complaints, but they weren't
they
blown away.
They
want to give him a big deal.
That valuable.
And they felt they had a good in-house guy
and
Reardon to take over.
Who could be cheaper.
Yep.
Right.
No
Younger
doubt.
And cheaper.
It's all about the Todd Reardon era.
Yep.
Which probably will start in the next 48 hours.
Looking like
it's interesting. Brian McClellan said he wanted to have a full interview with him to see if there are any differences. Well, I mean, he's been an assistant coach on your staff.
Right.
You know, if you don't think there's any differences in philosophies, right now, then, what have those conversations been?
That's just something you say to the media.
You know?
Yeah,
well, McClellan did a good job dodging yesterday. He did a good job.
Yeah, that's what he does.
None of the players went
that's
on the record, though, right? Do we have any quotes from the players
yet? I haven't heard much player reaction
yet.
For
Tom Wilson apparently did a podcast, and he was asked about it, and he said... This
he
is
was diplomatic.
He said, we'll be fine.
Right.
So I don't think he was crushed by the fact that
they're
that
used
Barry
to coaching
was resigning.
Changes. Yeah. And when it's an in-house guy, I don't think you're going
to
hear the
talk
players.
About someone who wants to get paid.
Yeah.
He definitely wants to get paid. And you know what?
T. Willie wants to get paid.
He will. When it
earned it this year.
When the time comes for him to get paid, he's going to get paid a handsome sum by the Washington Capitals.
Are we talking more Caps when we come back?
We are. We're going to talk to Isabel Kershudian. She covers the Capitals for the Washington Post, and she'll be up next here on The Fan. Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Don't forget, coming up in just about an hour, Bruce Arena joins us to talk about World Cup and the fact that the U.S. team did not qualify. So that's coming up in about an hour. But right now, happy to be joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Isabel Kershudian. She covers the Capitals for the Washington Post. Kind enough to join us on this busy morning after Barry Trotz resigns as head coach of the Washington Capitals. Isabel, good morning.
Good morning.
Did this ruin any potential Isabel Kershudian vacation plans? You know what? Like, free agency starts, I believe, July 1st. See who the Caps are going to re-sign. And then, boom, this bombshell dropped. Barry Trotz resigns. Did you have vacay plans that were interrupted by the news that broke yesterday?
No. I'm smart enough to know now, covering a Washington team, I should be careful about when I schedule my off-season vacation.
Right.
So mine's booked for mid to late July through the beginning of August, which is usually a very, very quiet time, and hopefully things will be more settled by then.
Let me ask you this. Were you surprised? You covered this team all year, obviously. Were you surprised by the news at all?
Some and some. I mean, I went into the off-season thinking, you know, I was more unsure of Trotz's kind of future than anyone else's. You know, I'm fairly confident about, you know, some of the free agents and what's going to happen there. But with Trotz, it just seemed like, you know, a lot of different things could happen. And I think the part that surprised me, you know, I always thought, like, yeah, there's a really good chance he could walk away. I think the part that was surprising was that, you know, it seemed like both sides kind of wanted him to stay. And it came down to money, and I didn't think that was going to be the holdup.
You really think both sides did want us? It seemed like the Caps were like, oops, we won a Stanley Cup. I guess we're going to have to keep him. I don't think they really did want him to stay at the end of the day, because they could have figured out the money.
Yeah, I don't know. There is some of that. I mean, certainly I don't think they would have been so kind of married to a number or a term or whatever if they didn't have, you know, a guy they really like Todd Reardon, just right there.
Right.
I think that certainly plays a part in it, yeah.
It's a huge part of it. I mean, the fact of the matter is, they're sort of the philosophy, and it's hard to argue that there are other coaches that can lead this team and they can win with, and they can do it for cheaper, and they've got one in-house that everybody loves. So, I mean, I do get it from their side.
Yeah, I mean, I think just the optics of, you know, Brian McClellan saying yesterday, you know, some teams are willing to pay their coaches this money, the big revenue teams, we're not. I mean, that to me is like kind of a hard sell when you've been saying you have a sellout streak of, you know, 400 games or whatever, and you just like broke records in merchandise.
Right.
I don't really understand a whole lot about, you know, what's a big revenue team. Maybe it's local TV rights or whatever, but still, I mean, I don't know, just saying, you know, there are teams who can pay their coaches this much money, and we're not. I'd rather them just come out and say, like, hey, we like who we have in Todd, and he's cheaper.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been taking a lot of calls this morning from fans, and I don't think we've talked to one fan who thinks that way. I mean, most fans are upset, and they think that Barry should be rewarded. We had a relationship with Barry because we interviewed him every week, and we like Barry a lot. And we're trying to tell the fans, look, it's a business. You know, this is not your money. This is Ted's money, and they can get a guy who they feel like can be as good a coach, if not better, for cheaper. You know, that's just the way professional sports is. But most of the fans are very upset, Isabel.
Yeah, I mean, I will say it is the way professional sports is, but this almost never happened in the NHL. Fifth time in the past 40 years that, you know, the guy who won the Stanley Cup doesn't come back. And two of those situations were, you know, Scotty Bowman retires. One time Scotty Bowman becomes like a general manager the next year. And one situation was, I think the guy died, you know, before the next season.
Right.
So, you know, it's really, really unusual that this would happen, which I think part of why it's so stunning. But yeah, I mean, this is also the same fan base that like was blowing up my Twitter mentions, you know, every day during the regular season, they weren't Trotz fired. So, you know, I think they'll get used to it as the regular season goes and kind of form their opinions about, you know, whoever the next head coach is pretty quickly.
Isabel, will we see names surface over today and tomorrow? Other candidates for the job, or is it Reardon's job to lose? I mean, are there some outside guys that will be brought in to interview outside of Reardon?
The way Brian McLellan put it was that they're going to start with Reardon. He's going to do an interview, and if it goes well, they're going to pursue him. And if it doesn't, then they're going to open it up a little bit more, the search. I mean, I don't know what would happen for it to not go well. You know, I'm sure they want to keep some continuity after they just won the Stanley Cup. You know, McLellan praised kind of the culture that Barry Trotz brought into that locker room after, you know, the Adam Oates debacle in 2014, I guess it was. So, you know, he knows the team. He has a really good reputation with the defensemen. You've got two really important defensemen that are going to be pending unrestricted free agents. And I think time is of the essence. If you do need to start negotiating with guys and, you know, also pursue some free agents in July 1. I mean, those are questions, you know, players are going to have. Who am I going to be playing for next year?
So, you know, you mentioned, I'm curious, I want to get your thoughts on the other free agents. You say you think you have a feel for how that's going to go. You know, we've been trying to tell our listeners, you know, listen, change happens, even with championship teams. This is just the first domino. It's usually not the head coach, but it's just the first domino. There's going to be change in personnel. We all know the names, the guys that are available out there. How do you see it playing out? Can you kind of go one by one?
Yeah, I mean, I think the priorities are first and foremost, of the unrestricted free agents at least, first and foremost, it's John Carlson. And I do think they're going to find a way to get that done. I mean, it's going to cost a lot, and he's probably going to be the second highest paid player on the team by the end of it. But I do think they will re-sign him just because of kind of what he means to the dynamic of the lineup.
Right.
And then Michael Kempney, who is his defense partner, I think he's going to be back too, and he'll be significantly cheaper than Carlson, but it's still kind of limited in cap space. I expect Philip Grubauer to be traded. Brian McLellan basically said,
yeah,
you know, the backup goalie wants an opportunity to start somewhere else, and they're going to try to help him out. And that will free up some money for them, too. And then, you know, from there, you just have to kind of restrict it for agency to get paid. Guys like Tom Wilson, Devontae Smith-Pelly. Wilson especially, I think he's getting a pretty good bump in pay after a good year. I don't think they're going to be that active on July 1. I mean, they might do something similar to what they did last year where they get, you know, a couple fringe veterans where, you know, we don't really know a whole lot about how they're going to pan out, but it's kind of cheap moves on the edges. But yeah, it could be a situation again, though, where to re-sign guys like Carlson and Kempney, you have to trade someone else off the roster to clear salary cap space. I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen at some point.
Joined by Isabel Krishoudian, covers the Capitals for the Washington Post. Outside of signing their own free agents, are there two or three names out there of free agents from other teams that we think McLellan is interested in?
Not particularly. I mean, you know, they're not going to be involved in the big fish like, you know, John Tavares or if that, you know, guy even hits the market. It seems like lately they haven't been as aggressive in, you know, the unrestricted free agent market. It's, you know, when they really want to add a big piece, like a Lars Eller, like a TJ Oshie, I think they prefer to do it through trade because it's kind of cost controlled in a way. You know, like the number you're getting. And they really don't have the salary cap space to get in, you know, a July 1 bidding war with some player.
Is the smart money for Trotz to land with the Islanders since they are the only head coaching vacancy at this point? Or does he take some time to reassess, maybe see if something opens up, you know, during the summer or early into next season?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's just kind of assuming he lands there. I don't think that it's even close to a sure thing. I mean, they haven't paid their head coaches in like a really long time. I mean, that's not their MO as an organization. So, you know, I don't know if things are different under Lou Lamoriello. I don't know what Lou Lamoriello thinks of Trotz, and I don't know what Trotz thinks of Lou Lamoriello. I mean, he has a very specific way of doing things, and the Islanders are also very concerned about making John Tavares happy to keep him, their star player. I don't really see that necessarily as a fit for Trotz. You know, it's possible that he just kind of waits it out for a summer, and, you know, the first head coaching job that becomes open mid-season, which, I mean, happens all the time, that guys get fired during the year in the NHL, he would obviously be the favorite to get that gig.
We were talking earlier, Isabel, that I don't know where Kick saw it, but apparently the Montreal Canadiens are interested in Backstrom.
It was a rumor.
It's a rumor, right. But there is some chatter out there that the Canadiens are interested in Backstrom. Is that something that you have heard? Is that something that you think is a possibility?
No, I don't really think so. I mean, maybe if they had lost, you know, short of the third round again, you know, they'd be looking for a bigger change to their core like that. But right now, all things considered, I don't think they're dealing any of their core guys anywhere.
That's Isabel Krishoudian, covers the Capitals for the Washington Post. Thanks so much for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. And for those that want to follow her on Twitter, here's how you spell her name. It's
yes.
At I. KHURSHUDYAN. Just to let people know.
Right.
It's not the easiest name to spell. That's how you follow her on Twitter. She gives you some very good Caps info, and I'm sure she will be all over the Trotz story and the free agent story as
just
well.
Just stumble through the first few letters, you'll get
there. You'll get it. Yeah.
You'll
exactly.
Get it. That's how.
So thanks to her for
coming
on.
You did a
on.
Great job with the pronunciation there.
Krishoudian. Yeah. Who's the guy whose name we struggled with? McElligot. Now I got it.
Yeah.
Now it just flows off the tongue.
No, you were good. Right. I would have botched it.
Well, it's the end of an era, Cakes. But, I think it'll be all right.
Barry Trotz, he's always going to have a special place in my ticker because he was the head coach.
You know what?
That helped deliver the Stanley Cup.
It's going to work out for both sides.
Absolutely.
Because Barry will find a place where he feels more wanted. He'll get more dough. And the Caps will probably be fine with Reardon, whoever they bring in.
I wish I could go up to the Vegas window and place a bet on Todd Reardon becoming the next head coach
right?
of the Washington Capitals.
Yes.
I've never seen a bigger lock.
It's pretty much a lock.
It's a bigger lock than Saudi Arabia getting crushed under the wheels of Uruguay.
By the way, Colombia scored on a free kick and
now it's even up.
Drab T-shirts, crazy wackadoo parlay is starting to take shape.
Joined by Bob McElligot.
Right.
Thank you. The first leg of it was a draw in Japan, Colombia.
So now you're on a full-blown sweat.
Well,
so
he still has a whole
you need
entire
45
half
minutes
to get
to
it.
It's not going to hold. I don't think it's going to hold.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
I guess iced.
I mean, you got a shot. I mean, they're down a man. You couldn't ask for a better shot.
It's like being tied for the lead at the U.S. Open after Thursday.
I think
maybe
after
midway,
Friday.
Yeah.
I think after Friday.
Yeah. Right. You're going into the weekend leader in the clubhouse.
You're DJ.
You get sized for Bob McElligot.
Was that JP?
That was
JP.
Yeah, his is worse than mine.
He
so I can always take solace
Bob
in that.
Bob McElligot. Did I botch it?
I think that was
it's McElligot.
McElligot.
Bob McElligot.
Nice
that's
guy.
A hard name.
Nice guy. Never book him again.
He'll never be on again.
Never book him again.
Was he the Blue Jackets guy?
I think that's right. That's a good memory.
Didn't Byron Kerr change his name? He should have changed his name.
Oh, wait a second. Byron Kerr changed his name?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Did he?
A long time ago.
That's his stage name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His work name.
You know what? Byron Kerr is a pretty cool sounding name.
Yeah, better.
What was the previous name? Or does he not want that out on the air?
He told me in my ear, but I don't know if he wants us to say it.
I'll tell you during a break.
Okay.
I don't think he would care, but I'll tell you.
Probably wouldn't care. Yeah. Don't forget, in the 9 o'clock hour, Bruce Arena coming up at 9:40 to talk World Cup soccer here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.